lights on, come on in if you wanna. Supper's on the stove and beer's in the fridge. Red sun sinking out low on the ridge.
Welcome back to The Art of Money with Art McPherson here on 1240 and 1350 AM WMMB, where the Space Coast talks. My name is Michelle Wright. The phone number here, 321-253-2016. And the website is artofmoneyradio.com. That is Tim McGraw. And meanwhile, back at Mama's, that's off his latest CD, Sundown Heaven Town. And earlier in the year, we got a chance to hear from Tim McGraw and his plans for retirement and what he wants to do with this latest album, Sundown Heaven Town. And so I want to play you a portion of the interview and a portion of the show that we did with Tim McGraw and Art McPherson. So, Art, what'd you ask Tim?
Well, you say, Tim, in your CD that it encompasses everything you've done, you know, in the last 20 years of your career. What do you like the most about Sundown and Heaventown?
Well, I think it touches on a lot of different styles of music that I've done, and it also sort of pushes forward a little bit in the things that I might be doing in the future, or at least, you know, progresses a little bit. There are 18 songs on this record, so there's a lot of music in there, and it covers a lot of ground. And I think it, to me, and I sort of see things in color in a lot of ways. And this album's sort of just like this big sort of sunsetty landscape to me.
Tim, the song that we just heard, Meanwhile Back at Mama's, features your wife, Faith Hill, who is, of course, another country and movie superstar. I was wondering, how did you get her to sing on the song with you?
I listened to probably 5, 6, 7, 8,000 songs through a year, if I listen to any. So I'm always going through a lot of songs and always either writing songs or listening to songs, trying to figure out, you know, what's the best thing for my project and where I want to go as an artist. And I was picking up my youngest daughter from school, and that song came over my email. So I had headphones with me. I put my headphones on and was playing that song, driving home from picking her up. And within 4 bars of the first lyric, I knew I wanted to record it. I knew that it was a special song. And it was just an acoustic guitar and a singer. So when I walked in the house, it was the second time I heard it, when I told Faith, you have to hear this song. And I played it for her. And when it got to the end of the song and it turned around and said, me and you back at Mama's, and just a flood of tears ran down her cheeks when she heard that. And I looked at her and said, I'm going to record this song, and even more importantly, you're going to sing it with me. And that's when we decided we were going to do it, just that quickly.
That's an awesome story. We all know, Tim, you're a family man, and we know you're very proud of your daughters. Do you think they'll follow in your musical footsteps of what you and Faith have done?
Well, you know, look, all three of my daughters can really sing well. They're all good singers. But, they're caught up in their life, and they love doing what they do. They love being at school, and they love their friends. So nobody's taking it serious. I think probably Audrey probably does it the most around the house. And I want them to follow their passion and their dreams no matter where they lead. I just want them to have a doctorate in front of their name before they do it.
Well, you bring up a great point to something we focus on every day here with our clients at McPherson Financial Group. And here on The Art of Money, and that's planning and retirement planning, how important is it for you in your life when it comes to juggling your family, your career, and planning?
Well, planning for your business, for your career, for your family, planning is probably the most important element to make all of that work. And it's a constant struggle, and it's a constant thing that I'm always trying to push, is we have to plan, we have to plan, we have to plan. And who really is the best at it, at executing those plans and making sure those plans stay in the right order and stay on target, is my wife. I mean, I like things organized, and I like things to be planned, but that's the way I can function and sort of run wild and loose as long as I got my borders set up.
Sure,
she can put
sure.
the borders up for me. You know, she's great about keeping, she keeps my schedule, she keeps her schedule, she keeps the kids' schedule, and she keeps everything running on track. And there's a certain amount of freedom in that for me as an artist and to sort of do the things that I do.
Okay, Tim, fast forward 20 years. If and when you decide to slow things down, where will the McGraws hang their hats? What's retirement going to look like for you and Faith and your family?
Well, you know, we love Tennessee and we love Nashville. I mean, I think Nashville's a great town. It's growing so fast. There's so many great opportunities here for businesses and for young people who want to move here and make a life and start a life and a family. But we have a place somewhere somewhere south that we really love that's in the middle of a big ocean. So that's that'd be another place we'd spend a lot of time.
And you know what? Art has copies of Tim's new CD, Sundown Heaven Town, and you'll be able to get one when you call in and you set an appointment. And that number is 321-253-2016. That's 321-253-2016. You can get a copy of Tim's new CD, Sundown Heaven Town. Also, you get a free consultation. And Art, I wanted to ask you, when people call in, when they come in, they set an appointment, they set a consultation, what happens? Take me through what would happen if I called and said, hey, I'd like to, I heard Tim McGraw on your show. I love Tim McGraw. I want a copy of that. But I also want you to take a look at my my retirement plan. What happens next?
Well, if you were calling in, Michelle, I'd probably ask you if you wanted the Michelle retirement
right.
plan. Yeah, well, basically, if a person calls in, you know, they're going to get probably Heather, who works in the office, or Julie, which is my wife, who also works in the office. And all they have to do is they just say, I'm interested in talking with Art. I'd like to get my free consultation. And if they set that appointment up, we'll be happy to send them a copy of Tim McGraw's new wonderful CD that we just had a chance talking to with him on the radio.
Awesome. Well, that sounds like that's a real super deal. Easy, breezy, beautiful cover girl right there in order to do. And with that consultation, because I think a lot of times people get overwhelmed. We've talked about this a little bit where people think, oh my goodness, there's so much that I've got to do or so much that I've got to bring. And it may be easier just not to do it, but that's not the case. It's not a painful experience.
No, actually, when people come in the first time, we actually don't require them to bring a thing unless they feel comfortable doing such a thing. Our first interview is all about them getting a chance to get a feel for us, a feel for our company, feel for the way we do business, to make sure they're very comfortable in hiring us to help them with their financial planning needs. So we don't assume anything. When somebody comes in the door, it's very much a learning process for them and us, and we are looking forward to try to help them in any way we can. And we make it as simple as possible. We have some people that'll bring in statements, they'll bring in tax returns and things like that, but sometimes people don't bring anything in, and on the first appointment, that is fine with us because there's plenty of things that we can discuss in a general nature, their goals, their objectives, where they want to go, and then maybe kind of come up with some plans for some things that are very helpful for them. An example would be Social Security. We have a program where, you know, you might have somebody who's already applied for benefits, and then you have another spouse that's not quite there. We have all kinds of things we can talk about there. There's also some wonderful programs out there for the veterans that a lot of people don't understand. Some benefits they may qualify for long-term care, things like that, and we have some programs around those. So there's a lot we can talk about when somebody comes in with absolutely no information.
Fantastic. And the first step is picking up the phone, calling 321-253-2016. Art, we're at the end of another Art of Money program. I know you want to say goodbye to everybody out there.
Hard to believe, Michelle. We've had so much fun today, but I just want to say, stay classy, Brevard County.